Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Vandy and Notre Dame coming up on Saturday. I think it'll be a tight game. What do you think?
I want it to be a tight game.
Well, yeah.
Ball State had, they sacked Brandon Winbush four times. They picked him three times. And he's a threat to run the ball. They did a great job containing him. Vandy has nine sacks on the season and had forced six turnovers in the two games that they've played. So
they forced nine turnovers all of last year.
Yes.
This is a very different defense, and I can't wait to see what they do in this environment and how they get after him. Go ahead.
Would you have worn some kind of gold, though? I think they're Stormtrooper in it for this game. Everything white. Would you have gone some kind of gold on gold, or do you go up there and complain? They chose all white, so they don't. But
which I love that look. But you're right, to go gold at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think that would have been a bold play to bust out my gold helmets up there.
Yeah.
You would have been bold in gold.
I would have been.
Anchor down.
It's an interesting thing, though, to take your kids off the bus. Because if you're playing football for Vandy, nobody over there is probably older than 23, I would guess. Maybe 22, 23.
Right.
You wouldn't have a great memory. You would have known some good Notre Dame teams in your lifetime. But you don't remember them like we all knew them growing up. Or especially like our parents would have known them. Where they were just ever present and always great and a national power. So there's, I don't think there's that same mystique for them. I think there's as much mystique about Notre Dame as you tell them there is. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
If you took us off the bus at Notre Dame, we'd be like, oh my gosh, look, there's that, there's that. I don't think they have that. If they grew up in Indiana or something, maybe, but I don't think they have that same level of mystique. If you're 18, 19, 20, I mean, you don't remember Tony Rice.
Oh, man, Tony Rice.
No, it's true. You talk to a lot of these
Rocky
kids.
Rocky Ishmael. Oh,
they don't
my
know.
Goodness.
Yeah. They don't know the history.
The Rocket. They don't know the history. This guy knows the history, but he's coached there before. Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, joins us now. What's up, coach?
What's going on?
So, well, you have to I read where you're going to take the team in there on Friday to kind of get the whole Notre Dame mystique and all that stuff out of the way there. But do kids really understand the history of that program?
Well, our kids do because they're college football fans. You know, I mean, they play Madden. These guys watch enough. I'm serious now. I mean, these guys have seen enough football. They've seen enough ESPN specials, the 30 for 30s, to know something about Notre Dame. And even when I was talking to my team earlier in the week, I had guys come up to me and say, yeah, Coach, when you mentioned touchdown Jesus, I had to look that up. So, I mean, nowadays with the internet, that's really what you get. I mean, they're gonna Google and search everything that's out there. So, yeah, I think now, I've sort of gotten their attention, and so they want to really see what this thing is about.
You know what you should do is hold a screening for your team of the movie Rudy, yeah. And then after it's over, just get up and say, you know what I got to say to Rudy? Anchor D's. they would lose it, Coach.
Oh, man.
That would break the ice, man. You've coached twice there with Stanford. You guys won one. You lost one in overtime. What is it like, honestly, like to stand on the sideline or be in the box up there?
You know what? It's one of the best, football feelings or experiences in college football. It is the mystique. It's all that. But you know what? It's being in the midst of competing against one of, our nation's top football teams. It's Notre Dame, in some ways is like America's team. So with that being said, to be in that stadium, to be competing, winning, playing on a big stage, it's just a great venue for college football. So, I mean, our guys are excited about it. I think part of what I said got those guys excited about it. I think the other part is that they know and understand that this is a nationally televised game, so they get a chance to, step on a big stage and, like I said, be big.
Coach, obviously the big announcement from David Williams that he would be stepping down. You know, a lot of emotions there, I would imagine. A lot of thoughts going through your head. That's the guy that hired you and a guy that's made a lot of history at Vanderbilt and the SEC.
I love David Williams. Can't say, you know, enough about, you know, his mentorship of me and really, you know, him you know, helping me get my first, you know, head coaching job. I mean, hopefully my last. But David has been spectacular. I mean, he's been hard when he needs to be hard on me. He helped me navigate, the rigors of what it is to be a head coach in the SEC. He sat down with me, and we were able to implement the idea of having, an internship program and what that would mean, been for us and really for college football. You know, moving the idea of you know, helping young men get from where they are to where they need to be off the football field, is something that I think will be his legacy. So, you know, I'm all about David Williams. I mean, I'm happy for him. He drops the mic like Jay-Z and has a chance to walk out the door. And, you know, as we transition, in the next year or so, we'll look to find the next person who's going to lead Vanderbilt into the new millennium.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us on 3HL.
Coach, kind of back to the X's and O's here. You pop in the tape of Notre Dame last week. You see an offense that maybe struggled a bit. What did you see that was done to kind of keep them in neutral that you guys might be able to do as well?
Well, I thought Ball State did a great job of mixing up their looks, some man, some zones. They ran some inside games and stunts, to try to get the quarterback off the spot. And I thought Brandon Wimbush, at times, struggled to step up in the pocket.
Yeah.
So, he threw off balance a little bit, turned the ball over a little bit, and I think that's what kept Ball State in that ball game. But Brandon Wimbush is a talented quarterback. They're gonna try to clean it up. I think they're gonna give him some shots down the field, some easy throws on the perimeter. They're gonna use him in the run game, as a running back, and I think, it's going to be a little different game plan versus us.
I mean, is that the case? Like, if I'm looking at them, and I watched a lot of the Michigan game, saw some of last week's game. If I'm looking at them, I want probably, if it's me, and I know so much about, strategizing against offensive football teams, I want Wimbush to beat me. Like, that's what I want. I want to stop the run and make that guy throw it.
Well, I tell you what. You are exactly right. I mean, you get the prize behind door number three. We've got to make sure. We got to make sure, man, that we do stop the run. I think if they can run the football, okay, and be two dimensional, I mean, it's going to be a long day at the office because he's going to find opportunities to actually run. So, man, we got to make sure, man, that he does throw it, stop the run, get him in long third down situations and make sure we get off the field.
I'll tell you something, Coach. Jared Pinkney's a problem for people, that guy. I was at the game on Saturday, and that guy's a problem. Like, he's big from the press box, and he's a problem wherever he is.
Well, we had been waiting for Jared, over time, and I think he's just coming into his own. I mean, you're starting to see guys like Jared Pinkney and Josh Schmidt really start to state their case, as seniors. I've always said that college football is a junior-senior sport, and some of these guys are just coming to their own. But when you see Pink, Kyle can find him. Anytime that you can work the hashes and hopefully create some one-on-ones on the outside for receivers and running backs, I think it opens up, in our game plan. And that's what we're going to have to do when we go to Notre Dame. We're going to have to make sure that we can work in between the hashes and hopefully create some one-on-ones and run the football effectively with that group of running backs.
Can't wait to see Kyle Shurmur on that stage, man.
Yes.
Oh man, he wants it. He wants it, and I think he's poised to play well. But we're going to Notre Dame. You got to go to somebody else's house and get a win on the road, and that's definitely not an easy place to play. But I think our guys understand, the magnitude of this game. They're treating it just like another game, and I think we have enough veteran leadership on this team, including Kyle, to make sure that we keep the game exactly where it needs to be.
Well, just remember what to yell when you see Rudy.
We give you permission to steal our phrase, and it's really Mickey's phrase. I stole it from him. But hey, thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck, man. Have fun.
Hey, let's get it. Let's anchor down.
All right,
anchor down. Let's ride.